CSU President Bob Hackney here at the GAC. How's it going?
Great, Mike. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you having us.
You're welcome. Thanks for stopping by. We have a lot to talk about here.
Exciting year.
I know. It's been an exciting, it's going to be an exciting year, too. Let's step back a little bit. The EMV liability shift back in October, was that considered a success?
I would say so. Last year when we met, we certainly were, at that time, announced our funding where we were going to enable our member credit unions so that they could be ready to issue EMV cards.
Yep.
That obviously took place. They are now, our member credit unions are now issuing EMV cards, so that's going on. So up to this point, I think it's a success. You know, the EMV, the benefits of EMV as a way to fight counterfeit fraud is a long-term venture.
Okay.
So it that's something that the benefits will take time to reap, if you will.
Okay.
But things are on schedule. Credit reissuance is going on as planned. Debit card reissuance is, you'll see a lot more of that this year.
Yeah.
And so it's going well.
Excellent. Here's an observation that I observed, or actually experienced over the Christmas holiday shopping season. Every department store that I went to, they had the EMV terminal there, but none of them were working. And I kept thinking about Bob Hackney and CSCU and like, why is this not working? And I got various responses. I mean, what do you want to comment on that?
Or you and the other 300 million Americans experienced the same thing. So the liability shift date occurred in October, and of course that's on the front end of the busy holiday shopping season. There are still a lot of merchants where I live that have not turned it on.
Me too.
The terminals are there.
They're there.
But they have not turned it on. And I think certainly during the Christmas season, the EMV transaction is a longer transaction by a few seconds. And, merchants are, in a lot of cases, all about throughput.
Yes, they were.
So I think they did not want to back up lines. And, that particularly with new technology, it's proven technology, but to put it in that kind of mass effort, I think they were a little bit hesitant.
Yep.
But I think you'll see in 2016 a lot more merchants turning on their readers.
Now. Yeah, I've noticed that now that they're on, but during the holidays. And that was actually one of the responses I got from one of the stores was that it takes too long. And they wanted to get people through there for the holiday shopping season.
It's
all about money.
It
so
is.
They wanted to make it.
It.
And you just swipe and you're out. So when with the EMV, it's got to stay there for a little bit. So
they are playing a little catch up. But I think next year they'll be on.
Good. Excellent. So what's next for credit unions in this area? We have EMV is kind of like the first step in the whole fighting fraud
thing. That's true. So that's first step. And I think you'll see a lot more fraud fighting applications as mobile or digital applications increase. I think we've all seen the commercial, I think it's the Discover commercial, about where they have the car controls and they're able to turn off the car. If they lose the, I don't know where I left my car. So they just go ahead and turn it off. So that way there's no fraud that can take place on it.
Yeah.
And so the excitement that we're announcing today is that CSU, in conjunction with our processing partner FIS, launching a digital app. It will come out in stages. We're very excited about this. To the best of my knowledge, we are the only card association announcing our own digital app.
Right on.
This has some great things. It's going to evolve and become bigger over time. But it's going to start off with the alerts. In fact, Visa and MasterCard have new alert mandates going into effect this October. So this will meet those mandates.
Oh, cool.
So it'll tell you, give you your account balances for credit, debit, prepaid balances. It will also be able to give you transaction alerts. You can set various thresholds.
I like that.
I mean, whether they were out, you can get alert if a transaction occurred outside the country, and you're not, or at a fuel pump, which is a common place for fraud, over a certain amount, all these kinds of things. And then you'll also have the ability to actually control the card, turn off, countries. And so consumers are, they're tired of getting, two and three or four cards a year. And so with this, they will be, able to fight fraud themselves, so to speak, and it's a lot more convenient for them.
Kind of empowers them.
It does. It does. So, and they'll eventually evolve into proximity payments or mobile point of sale payments. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to using NFC technology and a postcard emulation, be able to go ahead and tap your phone and execute the transaction.
I like that even better.
So this is we're really excited about this. This is a huge announcement, and we're excited about it.
And
so,
is this going to be available? Is it available right now, or is it going to come out in phases?
It's gone. We're going to be beta testing it late spring.
Okay.
And then we'll start rolling it out in the fall.
Oh, awesome! Awesome.
So, but we're excited about this.
Very
and
cool.
Like I said, it's in conjunction with our partner FIS.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing, if I didn't mention already, is it can be branded by the credit union.
Oh, okay.
So you know, you have Apple Pay.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing in there about the credit union.
True.
Samsung Pay, Android Pay.
Yeah.
This can be, you know, ABC Federal Credit Union Pay.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
So that's we're excited about that.
Very
so.
Slick. I like that a lot.
Yes.
Cool. Let's switch gears a little bit here. NCOA had a little announcement a week or so ago about cardless ATMs. And once again, Bob, I thought of you, and I went, how is this going to affect your business, but members?
So it's it allows, it's again, it's helping credit unions stay in the game with the big guys.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the digital app we just got through talking about, it allows them to play with the big boy banks. This will give them opportunity to do the same things that the big banks are doing. So short story on it is you can go ahead and set up the withdrawal, whatever, you know, from your desktop or your mobile device, whatever, and then you get to the ATM and you can go ahead and get your cash. So it's cardless cash access at an ATM. So
that sounds cool.
Yeah, there's going to be people that want it, so it's just another
option.
More functionality.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Wrap up question for you here, Bob. Sure. Your CSU conference is, I mean, it's not here, like we said.
That's true.
Like we alluded to at the top of the show.
Yep.
But it's in a couple of months, obviously,
yes,
in Orlando, Florida this year. Any details on it? I mean, obviously, you're going to announce, again, you're going to promote the digital app.
So we'll be coming out with a lot more details on how that will work and the functionality of it. So it'll be very good. We've got some exciting speakers. We've got one on the millennials. And that's now the largest population segment out there. How to market to those people. And then we'll have a whole lot of certainly a mobile digital emphasis at our annual meeting this year.
Another
so we're looking forward
exciting.
To it. And then of course one of your favorite speakers, Tom Davis. He's the Mick Jagger
that's
of
right.
The Mick Jagger
of payments.
Awesome.
I look forward to that.
Oh, he's done. Actually, he just was out at one of our credit unions this week, and he's got a couple more coming up. So, I mean, his knowledge of payments is really getting around the market space.
He's a good guy.
Yes.
And it's always an education coming to your conference, because I've been there the last three or four years, and I've learned so much about payments and fraud and tokenization, all this stuff that's just hitting us like a tidal wave. So it's really good to be educated about it. And I think it's equally important for credit unions to be educated about it.
Yeah, we have our sales moments, but for the most part, we try to do provide information and education so that credit unions can make decisions.
Decisions.
Yep. So
very cool. All right, Bob. Well, anything else to wrap up?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Mike.
Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.